there. Welcome to a new week of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Today is May the 27th. We're going to talk today on the program about the danger of riches. Riches aren't necessarily always bad, but they can be problematic. We're going to take a close look at something that occurred in the gospel from today's Daily Mass, just as a reminder that if we put all of our faith in riches and the security of possessions, we could be in trouble when it comes to eternal life. So we really want to keep that in mind and keep them in their proper place in our lives, which is absolutely secondary to God. He has to be first. Also, to those of you listening in the United States, I want to wish you a happy Memorial Day. I always feel uncomfortable saying happy with Memorial Day. It's not a really good choice of words, but here's what we want to do today. We want to remember those who have given their lives to defend you and I. Those members of the armed services who have sacrificed the greatest gift they could sacrifice, their lives, in service of their country, but literally in service of you and I, to protect you and I. So we want to remember them in prayer today, if we could. Just keep them in mind and their families in mind. A lot of people gave their lives for the freedom that you and I can enjoy every day. We don't even think about it. So please keep them in mind as we commemorate this Memorial Day. I was going to say celebrate, but celebrate, yes, but it's certainly a bittersweet occasion. You know, we say happy Memorial Day, and sometimes it gets lost on us, and I'm very guilty of this. We forget sometimes. Today's a day to not forget, to say prayers for their souls, and to prayers of thanksgiving for what these individuals, most of whom we don't know, have done for us. All right, let's look at the gospel from today's Mass. This is from Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 27. Let me read it, then I'll share a few thoughts about it. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone." Now, just a quick aside, in all likelihood, what Jesus is doing here is saying to him, you know, this guy referred to him as a teacher, as a rabbi. Jesus was not alluding to his divinity, the fact that he was God, but he was saying, look, you're worshiping me, you're kneeling before me, looking at a man, calling me teacher, believing that I am a man. Only God is perfectly good. He was calling this man's attention to God. Again, a little confusing, but I thought I should mention that. And then Jesus said to the man, "You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him. And he said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter to the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished, and they said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Riches can sometimes blind us to our need for God. Simple as that. We have a lot of riches, we tend to get comfortable, and we tend to forget how much we need the Lord. Just be careful about that. That's what Jesus is saying. It's not impossible for a rich man to enter the kingdom. It's difficult. Keep an eye on your greed that you might experience from time to time, and stay focused on Jesus. We'll talk to you next time.